knew it was stolen. I hope you'd say no, because if you accept stolen property, the law says you're just as guilty as the one who stole it. If you went for a ride in a stolen car, or damaged something that was stolen, you'd be responsible too. So be smart. Say no to stealing. When you go out to play, be sure to let your parents know where you'll be and with whom you'll be playing. If they need you, or if you don't come home on time, they have to know where to look. If you should have a problem with an adult or a teenager, or you get hurt while you're playing, remember, your parents can't help unless they know where you are. Play it safe. Always let them know. Believe me, it's the right way. When you're home alone, it's important to keep your doors and windows locked. If you have a deadbolt, lock it. If you have a safety chain, put it on. Then lock the regular door locks too. Ask your parents to show you how to work the window locks too. Be sure all the windows are locked. Locks help keep trouble out. Do you know what a stranger is? A stranger is a person you don't know. And if someone you don't know offers you a ride in a car or wants to give you money or candy or gifts, get away. Strangers can act friendly, but they may not be. They might want to hurt you. Run to your closest, safest place. Tell your parents or your teacher. Show them you're too smart for strangers. Do you know someone that owns a gun or a knife? Remember, guns and knives aren't toys. They can hurt people or even kill them. It could happen to your best friend or you. Even if you think the gun isn't loaded or the knife isn't sharp, leave them alone. You wouldn't want to be wrong. Remember, guns and knives can kill. I'm telling it to you. Have you been fingerprinted yet? It's fun, and it's free. And best of all, if anything should ever happen to you, it will help the police if they need to search for you. No one has the fingerprints like yours, because everyone's fingerprints are different. You can get fingerprinted at any police station. Ask your parents to take you today, and you'll feel safer, and so will they. What would you do if you were the victim of a crime, or saw a crime being committed? First, stay calm, then find a phone and call the police. Tell them your name, and where you are, what happened, and if anyone was hurt. If a car was involved, and you saw the license plate, then tell them the numbers you remember. When they arrive, tell them everything. You know, the police can't stop crime without your help. It's a good idea to have check-in rules to follow when you come home from school or play or your parents aren't there. You should either call your parents at work or a neighbor and let them know you're home safe. Ask your mom or your dad whom you should call and have the number handy by the phone so you can call as soon as you get in. Check it out. Check-in is important, believe me. Did you know that you have rights just like grown-ups? You have the right to be treated fairly and to be safe from harm at school, on the bus, anywhere. Most important, you have the right to say no to anyone who asks you to do something wrong or dangerous. Your rights are protected by teachers, police officers, your parents, and the law. Know your rights and use them. Please.